Good morning. You've already met me. I'm not going to introduce myself because same girl. We are in our peace series. Hasn't it been so good?
Yes.
It's been so good. And just good, overall good reminders to take a deep breath and slow down in a season that America tells us to speed up, right? America says, go, 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 go. Fill up your calendar as much as possible. And this has just been such a good time to take a deep breath. And we're going to talk even more about taking a deep breath today as we jump in. But first, I want to do a little bit of a recap. So our anchor verse so far has been Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. And this is really where we're anchoring out of for that word peace. For unto us a child is born. For a child is born to us. A son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Can you say Prince of Peace? Jesus came for peace. He came to give us peace. He came to be peace. And he even says that himself in John chapter 14, verse 27. This is, just for a little bit of context, this is when he's preparing his best friends, the disciples. He's preparing them to leave. And he's telling them, I'm getting ready to leave, but don't worry, I'm going to leave you with the Holy Spirit. And he says this too in verse 27. He says, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. The peace he gives is a gift the world cannot give. And that's really where we're going to be settling in today, is this gift of peace that is completely counterculture to everything that we see going on around us. The very first week, we talked about that word Prince of Peace, that word shalom, is the power and authority to break off chaos, right? And chaos is what we live in today. But Jesus came to be the counterpart to that chaos, the only answer to that chaos. Week one, we dove in to that authority to break off the chaos. And then last week, we talked about finances, right? Even I was like, finances. According to the American Psychological Association, that is the number one cause of stress for Americans. Finances. Go back to John chapter 14, verse 27. That peace is a peace that the world cannot give. A peace that the rest of the world doesn't have. And that's the reason that it's the number one cause of stress in America, is because this peace that we're talking about, the rest of the world doesn't have it. The topic we're talking about today, you probably won't see in places like the American Psychological Association. Because so far, here in America, we don't really recognize it as a problem. Yet. However, it continues to be a key reason for anxiety, stress, troubled mind. Today we're gonna be talking about time. Right? I know. I told you. There's never enough, right? There's never enough. Today, we're not going to just be talking about time. We're going to be talking about peace in your time. To talk about this, I want to start in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. It says, now, as they went on their way, this is Jesus and his crew, Jesus entered a village. And a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted. We might call Martha an American, right? Martha was distracted. And she, with much serving, she went up to him and she said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve all by myself? Tell her to get in here and help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. Jesus says, Martha, Martha, you're anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Jesus says, I know exactly what you need. The answer to all your anxieties and your troubles is time with me. Some of you need to write Luke 10:41 on a note card and stick it in your car, on your mirror, in your kitchen, at your desk at work, on your dresser, in your man cave. Right? You need to substitute Martha for your name. You need to put on that sticky note, Cherie, Cherie. You are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. One thing is necessary. See, what Jesus was really getting at here is that our time reveals our priorities. Martha was real productive. She had the clean house. She was being the hostess of the year. But Jesus says, Mary, she's the one that's doing what is good. Your time and how you spend your time reveals your priorities. If your calendar could talk, if your calendar could tell a story, I'm not talking about the calendar that looks all pretty. I'm not talking about the calendar that says all the things that you would like to have happen. That's not the calendar I'm talking about. If your calendar could update to reflect what you're actually spending your time doing, if it could automatically update and add, ooh, there's 20 minutes, a calendar hold for scrolling TikTok. 1 hour time hold for your makeup routine. 30 minute time block for that conversation that you had with your mom on the phone this morning, right? I'm not saying these are bad things, right? That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm simply saying that if your calendar automatically updated to show how you really spent your time each week, I could easily identify your priorities. Why? Because we give time to what's important to us. Our calendars are absolutely worship. I'm going to say that one more time. Our calendars are absolutely worship. When we talk about worship as making God the number one authority and priority in your life, you absolutely do that with your calendar. So I've got a question for you. You have to love me after this question. Who or what is your calendar currently worshiping? I know, I expected the quiet. I expected it. I was prepared for the quiet. Who or what? It's okay, I know it's good. So you don't have to tell me it's good. I'm gonna let it sink in with you guys. Who or what is your calendar currently worshiping? If I were to look at your automatically updating calendar, what would I say your calendar is worshiping? Because saying yes often means saying no. Every day you make decisions, lots and lots of decisions. And if you're a mom in the room, you make a lot of decisions. And if you're a dad in the room, you make a lot of decisions. You may even look at yourself as a yes man. Anybody in here a yes man? You're like, I just say yes to everything. But every single yes that you say is also paired with a no. Every time you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. Good and bad. So saying yes to laundry is saying no to the chaos of having nothing to wear. Right? Saying yes to one more cookie might be saying no to your healthy eating plan. Saying yes to one more holiday party is saying no to your peaceful evenings. Yes to scrolling on your phone for 20 more minutes could be a no to God's invitation to spend more time with him. There's always a no attached to your yes. And that's why we say time reveals priorities. Things can absolutely be busy in your life. But as soon as busy becomes an excuse for why time with Jesus is slipping off the plate, or the reason you can't be at church, or the reason your quiet time is disrupted, every time that it becomes an excuse, it's an invitation to chaos. Guys, peace has to be a priority. So many of us are quick to say, the enemy is attacking. To which my question to you is, what are you doing about it? What are you doing to stop him? In our chaos is the easiest way for the enemy to attack. We are weak, we're vulnerable, we're tired, and he can pounce easily. Peace in your life, in your family, and in your mind has to start as a priority. And it all starts with your time. When you're in the middle of drinking a cup of coffee, it's really hard, yep, lots of us are, it's really hard to make a decision to stop drinking coffee when you've got a hot cup in your hand. When you're in the middle of an argument, it's really hard to say, let's not argue anymore, unless you're losing. In the same way, it's really hard to prioritize peace in the middle of chaos. Come on. That's right. You need a designated time where the busyness, the chaos, the drudgery of life is simply not allowed. This time is called Sabbath. It goes all the way back to the Old Testament and is talked about throughout the entire Bible. It's a time where work ceases and delight is chosen. It's a reset. In order to have this reset that's designed to be every week, in order to have this reset in your life, you're going to need to do three things. First of all, you need a plan. Dedicate 1 hour at the start of each week to your calendar. I'm telling you right now, if you will take 1 hour at the beginning of your week to spend on your plan, you're going to be much more successful. Why is that? A lack of preparation will never lead you to being satisfied with what you've accomplished. I'm going to say that one more time. A lack of preparation will never lead you to being satisfied with what you've accomplished. You need to plan out how you're going to spend your time. You need those guardrails. Trust me, you do. In this plan, there needs to be dedicated space for rest and delight with Jesus as a family. That doesn't mean binge watching Netflix. It doesn't mean mindlessly scroll for hours. It doesn't mean everyone in separate rooms of the house all doing their own thing. It means purposeful time where you and Jesus can be together. And Jesus can reset your mindset. He can reset your priorities. He can refocus your direction. And he can reignite your love for him. In that time and space is where chaos cannot exist. It's where the authority to break off chaos is born.
Wow.
Is in that space. Sheree, I can't afford to take the time. You can't afford not to. You can't afford not to. In the Bible, this space is called Sabbath. We would all be in a much better spot if we made Sabbath a priority in our lives. I don't have time to talk about Sabbath today. I thought I was going to, and I was writing, I'm like, I don't have time. So if you want to know, if you're intrigued, if you're like, what's this Sabbath? Or if you're like, I need help with that. In January, I have a life group, and you're welcome to join it. It's called Rhythms, and the first rhythm that we're going to be talking about in January is Sabbath. So when January comes around and you're looking to sign up for a life group, just remember this message. Maybe you need it. Maybe you should be signing up. Listen, I learned from the best. You've got your plan, right? You've got a plan, and now you've got to prioritize. There are going to be things, when you're planning out your week, there are going to be things that you want to put on your calendar that you just simply can't make happen. So what's the priority? What's going to lead you to peace? Say no to the other things. Sometimes it's even saying no to the fun things that you would like to do. This weekend is a perfect example. In my phone, I have a whole plan with pictures and everything, diagrams ready to go for my gingerbread house. It is in my phone and it's ready to go. And if you were to go out there right now, I do not have a gingerbread house out there. Did I want to? I wanted to so bad. I had all the plans. And during my quiet time with Jesus, as I was doing this very planning thing, I just heard Holy Spirit softly say, you can push yourself, stay up late, feel tired and stressed out about getting it done, or you could say no. It was just an invitation. There was no judgment attached to it. There was no shame on you, right? For me, it was an invitation. He said, you're welcome to do that, but know that these are the things that are going to happen because these are the things that have to get done, right? And this week I just said no. Next year, y'all better look out. I'm coming for you next year, but this year I had to say no. And it was a fun thing. And it was a thing that I wanted to do, but it was a thing that was going to invite chaos for me this week, right? Next week, it might not. But this week, it was an invitation to chaos, and Jesus just simply said, here's an invitation. And your invitation starts with a no. It's always a choice. You have to decide if you're going to prioritize peace or invite chaos. And it's always up to you. The third thing that you need to do is you need to practice. You're not going to get it right every time. You're not going to get it right every day. You're not going to get it right every week. You might not get it right every month. Just keep going. Just last week, I didn't get a Sabbath in. And it would have been really easy for me to be like, yep, see, it's impossible. Yeah. Every day, every week, every month is a new invitation to start again, to prioritize again, to plan again, to practice again. Peace in our time is a constant invitation from God. He's always inviting us into his shalom. And in this case, the yes is an invitation to saying no to many things. This yes, the yes to peace in your time, is a no to chaos. It's a no to anxiety. It's a no to exhausted minds. It's a no to those feelings of being overwhelmed. It's a no to the attack of the enemy on your mind. The list goes on. A yes to peace in your time will change your life. It'll change your life. And as we close, as we finish up tonight, I want to invite you into that. I want to invite you into that yes. And for some people in this room, it might be that you're like, yeah, I need to say yes to peace of my time. But you're talking about all these things like relationship with Jesus and quiet time with Jesus and all of this thing. I don't have any of that. I'm clear back here at the start. That's incredible.